Bud Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
1 John 5 is what I've been holding on to. Verse 14 says, if we ask anything, we're confident that he hears us whenever he asks for stuff that pleases him. And since we know he hears us, we also make our request knowing he will give us what we ask for. You're not feeling me. If we ask anything, King James, according to his will, we know that he hears us. You should have came Wednesday. Because Wednesday, I talked about the reason. Look at me. Great crowd. And you lost an hour of sleep. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't know what time it is in my mind. I think it's 11:30 kind of, or 12:20. I don't know. I got a word for you. Here's your second shout. Let me prophesy. God says since you gave up an hour and came to church, he's going to redeem some more time in your life and let you live a little longer. Can I prophesy over some of you and say, just because you got up today and fought your way, I'm going to ask God to give you back some time you lost and redeem some of the time that the cankerworm and the hopping locust tried to strip away from your life. Sit down. Can I tell you this, or stand up? The Bible says, and we know. Can I tell you, Word Church Nation, what prayer is about? Those watching me all over the world, this is not, Lord, give me a husband, give me a boyfriend, give me some money, all that's cool in the game. I don't want you to deduce prayer to that. Prayer more cold-blooded than that. Nobody's teaching this. Prayer is not just my gimme list. That's supplication. It's also adoration. It's also relationship. Now, here's what I haven't taught. I wish I was a better teacher. If you catch this, it was worth coming to church. The reason why I'm praying every day is not just to get stuff. From the bottom of my heart, I'm praying more to get him. If I get him and get his mind, then he will tell me who I need to date, who I need to give another chance to, and who I need to walk away from. He will tell me when to quit my job and when to stay on my job. I'm tired of guessing, and I'm too old for oops. My kids can't afford another mistake. I've made four in front of them. So every move I make needs to be tactical and strategic and led, because I got more years behind me than I might have in front of me. So Lord, speak to me. Look at me downtown. Okay, I said it Wednesday, but 50% of the crowd missed it. Here it is. So the reason why I gotta pray right is so that I can learn how to pray right. I know you lost an hour. You're a little slow. Every camp has been slow today. Everybody's sleepy trying to figure it out. Let me come again. I gotta pray right so that I can learn how to pray right. God got the system so cold that I really can't pray his will unless I'm in his will. But I don't know his will unless I ask him for his will. So in order for me to get a yes, then he has to tell me what to ask him for that he's already said yes to. But I can't know that if I'm not connected, because me personally, I've been dealing, look at some of you, in flesh more than I've been dealing in spirit. Reason why you know your child, even if they are tripped, is because you deal with them. Reason why you know the person you with, even if y'all doing wrong, you still know them, is because you've been dealing with them. So you know their idiosyncrasies, you know their tendencies, you know what they like to eat. And for years, there are thousands of us who being straight, prayer has not been at the top of my list. But my pastor came back from sabbatical and dropped prayer in the house. In the last 3-4 months, I've been praying like I never prayed. Now here's what the enemy don't want you to know. Maybe you don't see stuff yet, but you're starting to get your antenna connected so that little by little, you're becoming more like him. And it does not mean you gotta have $1 million to start to know him. Now what's gonna happen is something gonna jump off in your life, and you're not gonna react the way you used to. And that's when you're going to know something's starting to happen in my life. And then you're going to start asking for stuff that's his will already. And then things you used to be attracted to, you know what? Somebody ought to shout. God's getting ready to change your attractions. Go ahead. You ought to shout. Stuff you thought you was connected and attracted to, God's going to reveal to you. Is that good? And verse 13 is where the whole place went cuckoo last week. Because there was this whole piece on God setting it straight. Great crowd, by the way. If I shut up heaven so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts, God says, please look at me. This is not narcissism. This is just godness. I'm God. Everything you got is because I said yes. Everything you have, I allowed you to get. Every child with 10 fingers and 10 toes is because I winked my eye. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have a thing. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to help you understand my divinity and sovereignty. If I shut up heaven, if I say no, it don't matter who say yes. But if I say yes, it don't matter who say no. If I close the door, can't nobody open it. But if I open the door, can't no. You don't have to kiss your bosses behind. No, you don't have to sleep with nobody to get your bills paid. God will make a way out of no way. And if I'm on God's side, God says, I'm running everything. If I shut up heaven, that there'll be no rain. Pastor, I don't need heaven open because I have a good job. I'm debt free and I've made good decisions. Unlike some people in this room, I got plenty of money and plenty of everything. If I never work again, my bills are low. I'm good. Don't really need God. I'm cool. Ask Job how fast everything can change. And if money could give you everything, how come the creator of Apple is dead? Because you're telling me with the second largest company other than Amazon in the world, he couldn't stay alive, God rest his soul, because if God don't say yes, it don't matter how much money you got, you can be gone today. But the Lord, y'all ready to shout? But Malachi 3:11 says something. Don't you run out of here. He says, but I'll block the devourer. Now, y'all miss y'all shout. I'll rebuke the devourer. Okay, I'm going to try it again. Every time I say that high language, I lose people because most players have never heard of rebuke or devour or locust or things like that. There were these bugs that used to get on the crops and stop them from reaching their full potential. He says, but I'll rebuke the devourer. Everything, okay, here it is again. How come you weren't on that plane today, and how come you made it down 480 with no meat on your tires, and how come your gas is on when you only put $7 on the bill? Can I tell you what God has done for you, and won't nobody shout? Don't just shout for what you got. Shout for what he blocked. Let's have stupid church. Can I find 8 people in this church that know? Do me a favor. Shout for the bullet that didn't kill you. Shout for the car that didn't hit you. Shout for the man that didn't flirt with you. Shout for the person who did leave you. Do me a favor. Slap 5 people. Say, God blocked it. God blocked it. That's the wrong person. Somebody downtown ought to lose your mind and go to walking around this church shaking 6 people's hands saying, God blocked it. The devil been trying to kill me since I was a little girl. My mother almost aborted me. She almost miscarried, almost got shot in the club just dancing. Could have got hit by a car, but God had his hand on my life. And before I knew it, he stopped stuff that would have devoured me. Prayer, tithing, living right, it blocks. Why y'all all standing up? Take 20 seconds and praise God for everything that didn't kill you. Go ahead. No, touch your neighbor and say, you don't know like I know. Go ahead, tell them what the Lord has done for me. You don't know. Thank you, Beyonce. I'm the real survivor. I could have got shot. I've been shot. I've been threw out of windows, dated dummies, been hit by brothers. He tried to drive me crazy. And look at me. I'm still here because God said no matter what you bring her way, she'll come out of it because I got my hand on it. The devourer wanted to destroy you. I may catch more planes than anybody in this room other than those who travel for a living. And I don't know how many planes the devil probably wanted to make fall. But God said, not with him on it. You don't know the favor that's on your family's life because of you. You don't know stuff that would have come across. But God said, I got such a plan for his life that I can't let it happen. God says, I'll rebuke the devourer. God says, I'll stop it. So watch this, Israel. Watch this, Solomon. You've been praying sincerely. Let me wrap up. You've been praying sincerely, Solomon, and I've heard your prayer. Do you realize how much power I got? Please tell them, Pastor Vernon, that whatever they have is because I allowed them to have it. Yeah, the reason why nobody shut up the kindergarten class their baby was in is because I said no. That every day there's a demonic attack on their life. Yeah, something's trying to kill you every day. Then, Pastor, how did I survive? Let's go old school all night, all day. Woo! Angels watching. I wish I had six people that went to Sunday school all night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord. And he says, so Solomon, please, I heard your prayer, and your people have gotten away from me, and they have failed to talk to me, and everybody's doing them, because the new mantra in the USA is do you. Yeah, it's only like three channels I can watch now, because it's whatever makes you feel good, and that which is abnormal in the 80s has become normal, and now if you mention anything, you are evil or homophobic, or you're just this mean Christian because you happen to believe the Bible, and if you don't completely capitulate to the agenda of the world in every way, then you are no longer a nice Christian because you should have no standards. Let everybody do them. And whatever, and we say, God says, no. He says, you tripping. However, goodbye. It's on the screens. If my people, verse 14, that's what I came for, who are called by now my name. Here's my sermon. I got 5 minutes. I did this in 25 minutes. Will humble themselves. Look for me. Turn. I'm going to hear. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to heal. This is so crazy. First of all, he says, if they would humble themselves. All of these are sermons. I'll do the best I can in 5 minutes. Humble themselves. Oh, my God, the power of humility. Be humble. Look at me. Say humble, 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 humble. Look at this picture because I want you to get a hold of how powerful this is because when you humble yourself, then God, okay. Humble yourself is more than just acting real spiritual. Humble yourself is, God, I don't know how to be married to this man. He's a decent brother, but I really wasn't raised to be no wife. I don't know. These kids, I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure this out, and I don't know. I don't know about this abstinence, single stuff. My mom and them didn't do that. I need you to help me. This porn thing got me. I need you to help me. I don't know. I humble myself. Forget all this cool stuff, all this cute stuff. God, I come before you saying, I need you. Lord, I don't know how to be married. I don't know how to be single. I don't know how to raise them. Lord, I come to church not to be cool and impress anybody. I humble myself. Lord, as the pastor, I humble myself before you in the presence of these your people saying that I am confused at times and I don't want them to think that I'm you. You are you and I'm me. I'm just a pastor seeking your face and don't even let them praise me. Let them show honor, but let them look to you because and whenever, okay, you're not feeling me. There's some people just too narcissistic, just too stuck up, too messed up emotionally to say to their husband, I don't know how to be your wife. It's not that I'm a mean person. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't mean any harm. And I'm evil at times because I've been broken before I met you. And maybe I'm sorry. I just humbly say to you, would you be patient with me? And thank you because you're not the best husband, but Lord knows you're not the worst. You have tried. You're trying. And you know what I figured out in life? You can be humble or be humbled. I'm preaching better than you responded. Is there anybody my age that know God, know how to humble you? That if you don't humble yourself, life will hit you in the chest. And you'll be on your knees anyway. You may as well bow now because you're going to bow later. So you may as well get on your knees every morning and say, God, I need thee. Lord, I need thee. I can't make it. He says, humble yourselves. Here's what I came for. And then pray. Man, all you young couples, I see y'all, man. I love it. Young brothers, older persons, whoever. And then pray. Here it is. Make prayer a priority. Make prayer a priority. I'm going to teach this until God tells me to stop. I'm glad you all keep filling up the church because I can't move from this until God moves us. Make prayer a priority, not a maybe. Make it. Here's a term for you. You should jot it down. It'll change your life. A non-negotiable. I've touched these before. What are your non-negotiables? If I polled you, if I asked you, what are your non-negotiables? You don't need 50 of them. Life changes too fast. You're a trip like me. We can be wishy-washy. We're all over the place. We all make mistakes. But grab a couple of non-negotiables in your life before it gets too late and hold on to them. Whatever else marriage is, you'll love this. It is at least a negotiation. If you're going to stay married, you're going to negotiate. Well, one of y'all going to bust a move, or it'll just be let's stay together like Al Green, no intimacy, unless there's going to be some negotiation. Yeah, there are things about you I'm not feeling, but I know that's who you are. I love you. I'll take you like that. I'll never like that, but that's who you are. You're not a child. You're grown. Let's negotiate, okay? Try not to do this because that I can't handle, but this part of you, and I'll work on blah, blah, blah. That's negotiation. You should negotiate. Negotiation is a part of life, business, marriage, but then there should be some non-negotiables. There's no capitulation. There's no bargaining. This is a non-negotiable for me. What are yours? Non-negotiable. If I die, I die. Let me perish, I'll perish. But there's some things I don't do. And there's some things I'm committed to. What's yours, by the way? If you took out your phone to your notes page, I said, write down your non-negotiables. One, for me, number one, is my marriage and my commitment to that. I don't play with my wife. I'm not saying that to be super husband. Don't be clapping because I'm every man in here. I got to fight lust and fight tripping in my mind. Nobody here is perfect. But don't nobody get to touch me who's female sexually while I'm married. I made that up in my mind. It's a non-negotiable. So now when you flirt with me, I'm not honored. I'm angry. Because you see my ring. So what you're telling me is she don't matter and the heart of my kids don't matter. That make me mad at you. That doesn't make me flattered by you. If every married person, brothers would say, how can she be anything but the devil if she's gonna come between what God has joined together? And you're not even cute. And you can't afford me. Oh, slap somebody and say, you can't afford me. Go ahead, say, you don't know I've been bought with a price, washed in the blood. All brothers, no matter how sexy, tell yourself that's a non-negotiable. Those who have made mistakes in your marriage, so what? The blood of Jesus is over your marriage. It's over, but from now on, it's a non-negotiable. Every brother up here should have ran some up here like Chris and said, in the name of Jesus, I want my wife to know and my husband to know, because women creep too. I'm not changing this to a marriage sermon. I'm simply helping you understand that I've made up in my mind. You flirt with me, I'm going to say your name on TV. Cresha Hutchinson. If your name is Cresha Hutchinson, I'm just playing. I don't know who that is. I'm going to say it on national TV. Don't flirt with me. It's one thing if you don't see my ring, you're just human. Everybody want to be loved. But if you see I'm married, and if you happen to know me and know her, that's the ultimate dishonor. You really think you're cute enough for me to hurt my girl, huh? You really think you that? I'm getting mad. I wish somebody come and flirt with me now. I'll bust you. I done got mad standing here. I'm just playing. Stop laughing. Non-negotiable. I pay my tithe. No matter what. 10% goes to God. I'm not doing this trying to sneak the tithe in because we need money, want money. No, I'm just telling you mine. I tithe. It's been coming out my check. Doesn't matter what happens with you guys. If you all leave, if I have to start again before there was a word church, I pay my tithe. During the word church, I pay my tithe. After the word church, 10%. I don't think I got here on my own. If you think I'm not going to give God a dime out of every dollar I make when I wouldn't have nothing without him, then you out your mind. I don't care what bills come. I don't care if my house is behind. God first, and he'll take care of the rest. But here's the most major one, and I bid you goodbye. Prayer. I'm never going to let prayer go. Prayer has become a priority, and you can't let it go. No matter what the devil tries to tell you, tell the enemy, this is the time I pray. I don't set no TV. I don't look at my phone. This is my prayer time. Life may happen. Babies may get sick. Something happens in an emergency. But for the most part, this is when I pray. I think I did what I was supposed to do today. Stand on your feet right quick. And I'm going to tell y'all this last one. We're going to go home together. Look at me. Look at me. This is so good. Lastly, look at me. Watch this. He says if they'll pray. And then he says this. Turn from their evil ways. Here's the last thing I want you to remember. Whatever's in your life that's messing you up with God, here's a word for you. Walk away from it. Them, it, her, or him. Them, it, her, or him. Whatever it is, her, it, them, him. A man, a woman, a website, a social media app, anything won't let me connect to him. Anything keeping me from intimacy. Solomon was told by God that they'll pray and then turn from their evil ways. I was talking to one of my sons and helping him through some things, and I asked the question, what you willing to give up to be with him? Because it seemed like you want to keep everything. I know I haven't trained you that way. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let her deny herself, take up her cross. Any church don't teach you about the cross, I want you to quit that church. Any church don't teach you that you got to go through some stuff and give up some stuff just because they want you to join, you better run out of there. No, you got to give up some stuff. There's some apps Pastor Vernon can't have on his phone because my men at my church need me to have holy hands. And because I'm a man just like them, I get stuck on certain things because I'm a man. So I had to say, no, I have to pay somebody to do that, delete that. I can't do that because that makes my mind play tricks on me, and I need my anointing. I'm too old not to have Jesus close to me. I ain't got no makeup time. I need Jesus. So, no, y'all delete that and take that off. I got the boringest phone in the church. That's okay. Yeah, I can't deal with that. No, we can't be friends because we used to sleep together. And we both human. And I love you, but you take me to a place mentally where I lose my temper. And I'm close to God, and I want to stay close to God. So we can't get together all the time no more because I want him more than anything. My real emergency is I want to be close to God. The real emergency of America, our church, your family is intimacy with God. And I know I didn't hoop and holler and scream, but somebody knows this word was for you. Throw your hands up and say, he's talking to me today. God is calling you back to him. Matter of fact, if you brought somebody with you that you want me to pray for, you ought to bum rush the show right now and just run down here. Even next door, you can just come from next door. Anybody that, you know, you ought to just run down here and say, the man is talking to us. We need our marriage. I need something. I'm going to lose it. Oh, here they come.
Everything I give, everything I give.
Are you coming to the altar? The Lord is ministering down there right now. Somebody online, tell us something on Facebook. Tell us that God is speaking. Give us a comment right now. Say, this word was for me, Pastor. I got to get back to God. Mark, I like this part. I give you. Everybody lift your hands and tell him, I give you.
Forever, I give you all of me. Here I am.
I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Information is powerful, but it's only powerful to the ears of the listeners. Public service announcements are very important to us here at KAYT KQJO. If you have any public service announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT KQJO, as always, please feel free to send them 2 weeks in advance to KAYT, Attention Bishop Kenny Townsend, at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or feel free to fax them 2 weeks in advance to 318-487-0909. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at kayt881news@gmail.com. Information is powerful, but only to the targeted listening audience. Here at KAYT, we want to help you get the word out. Send your public service announcement ASAP.
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids face something.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate.